February 2nd, 2009, you're listening to the TFormers.com podcast. And welcome to the TFormers.com podcast. I am your host, Iron High 1975, and I am joined, as always,
by Zip Viper. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, just dandy under all this fine snow.
Have you dug yourself out yet?
Oh, yeah. And more is coming, so
oh, good.
Yay, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, Columbus got hit, too, and I'm still digging out. So if you get done, come back over here so you can help me dig out.
Dude, if I come back, I'm staying and I'm living there.
No!
Yeah, this town sucks.
Oh, come now. There's got to be some good stuff to it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some people who live in Pittsburgh that have been here for a while. They're like, oh my gosh, it's great. But I've been looking for a silver lining and I have yet to find it. So, but anyway, that's not very funny and interesting stuff. So
no, and funny, interesting stuff is what we're all about.
Right.
At least somewhat funny and somewhat interesting.
And half-assed lame comedy. Woo!
Yeah, exactly. All righty. Well, needless to say, we got it's February 1st, 2009, and sirens are going by my house, of course, once again during the beginning of recording. And they just passed, so now we'll continue. And needless to say, there's a ton of news this week, with the biggest being that the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Super Bowl spot has leaked out early. And now Zip Piper has not seen this yet. I've told him to cue this up and to view it, and then I'm going to we're going to get his initial live reaction, folks. So,
oh, goodness.
Zip Piper, whenever you're ready, give us the countdown.
I'm hitting play now. Well, that was definitely a Michael Bay preview. It was, what, I think two lines of dialogue and the rest of everything just blowing up. I mean, not bad. I'm trying to – what was the big one at the very end that blew through the overpass?
Well, watch it again. Let's watch it again. Let's watch it a couple times here because, you know, there's a lot that goes on. I'm still picking stuff up as I'm watching it time after time.
All right, so we're on the – thing that's destroying the helicopters. I have no idea what that
is. That's the same thing at the end.
See Ravage, which is really cool. I have no idea which car that is. Yay for LaBeouf getting skewered. And big thing blowing through the overpass.
Yes. Supposedly, from what I've been told, that is the toy we saw last week, which was... It's either... That is going to be Devastator, or that is part of Devastator. We don't know yet.
Gotcha. So at least Devastator is going to be big, huge, and impressive.
Well, here's the thing. If that is Devastator, it's only one guy, from what I can tell, with two giant wheels, which if that's the case, I'm really disappointed because that looks dumb.
especially for Devastator. Yeah, if we're going to get an ice cream truck, which is, again, lame, that can split, and if they go forward with the RC three motorbikes thing and we don't get multiple ones for Devastator, I agree. What I saw was kind of cool. You didn't really get a silhouette on what we're looking at, so, I mean, it could be this weird gangly-looking thing, and again, I'm really hoping that it's not, you know, Donkey Kong, as we talked about last week.
Right.
Not bad.
It looks good in terms of just, you know, a teaser trailer, and everything looks really, really well done. Basically, the fans that have dissected this so far from what I've read, one, if you watch the car coming out of the wall, if you catch at the very end, there seems to be the three motorcycle bots following him or maybe RCs following him. So they're guessing that's Barricade or Sideswipe. We're not quite sure yet. Let's see what else. They say Megatron is the hand that basically puts Sam down, and you can see his tracks from the toy, the tank tracks in the background. So that's confirmation that Megatron is in the movie.
Oh really? I didn't catch that as Megatron.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very hard to see, and once again, these are fans dissecting this frame by frame. Let's see, and that's pretty much all. I mean, basically the main thing is that the complete Devastator or just a part of him, or did his legs get blown off or something like that? Because if that's Devastator, and that, you know, and that matches somewhat very closely to that toy we saw a couple weeks ago that was just, you know, a steam shovel. So we're sort of like, we hope that, at least for me, at least for everyone, we're hoping that's not the complete Devastator and that there's much more to him. So,
yeah, I mean, Ravage looked good. We got a couple good, very, very quick scenes of Ravage. But yeah, I mean, again, it's a teaser trailer, and it's definitely a Michael Bay teaser trailer. So you had one line from Shia.
Boom.
And then one scream from Megan, and the rest were just explosions.
Yep, pretty much. Looks good, though. I mean, it's
I'm definitely going to see it, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be good no matter what. But once again, it's banging the questions. Have they changed it too far? Have they added too much into it? You know, and, you know, there's some particular rumors that have surfaced from the UK toy show, which actually we're not allowed to go over too much, but it looks like a lot of the various things that were mentioned before have actually been confirmed as true. So some of the news we've been getting for a while, if we repeated it, chances are it's probably true. So other than that, quite honestly, the rest of the rumors here are not really that big to note on, but yeah, so you could bypass watching the Super Bowl and waiting for the third quarter, which is what Michael Bay said the trailer was going to debut, and just go to YouTube or this particular site, which is traileraddict.com, for a high resolution version of it. So once again, I'm amazed at how things leak out so easily.
Information age, baby.
All right, well, let's move on to some, the rest of the news here. Obviously, we can bypass the Bay Talks details of the trailer because it's out.
Yes, indeed.
Then we also have the new Revenge of the Fallen on-set filming clip. And thanks to Nosebleed, who has posted a new video clip on their MySpace page of some on-set filming of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen movie that will be coming out on June 26th. The new clip, directed by Bay himself, shows Sam's parents and others running down an alley, apparently from some kind of threat that is not shown in the clip, probably because they have to computer animate that later. But anyhow.
See, the thing is, if you watch this clip, this is the same clip that somebody posted and that we, of course, reported on, gosh, I don't know, maybe even a month and a half, 2 months ago, right, except from a different angle.
Right, right.
It's
right,
the same. It's the exact same clip. And it's like, okay, a bunch of people running with a bull goes around in front of them and drives off. I mean, again, I'm not trying to like rain on a parade, but we've seen it before. It's a new angle. So I guess for people who are hungry for all things Revenge of the Fallen, great. Otherwise, to me, this isn't that. Who cares?
Yeah, there's nothing new, but it is interesting if you're into seeing things at different angles with the advent of, you know, everybody recording something with their phone. This one was actually fairly close to Michael Bay. I'm surprised, you know, whoever was standing near Michael Bay was not like patted down for a camera or something like that.
Well, then it might have just been a little cell phone on a wrist or on a waist clip.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised with the information age and YouTube. You could just, if you know, the concert that you saw last night, you could go online and everybody's got a picture from their cell phone. Everybody's got an angle. You know, it's just really amazing. But sadly, nothing new to report with this clip. Just something interesting if you're interested in a different angle. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, kudo, cool. Thanks for posting it. But yeah, it's. I mean, we're kind of seeing the same clips over and over again.
Yeah.
Various.
We're coming up to the end, though, so I'm not sure what else we're going to see other than, obviously, the trailer and stuff. So I'm not sure if we're going to see anything else leaked out at this stage of the game that hasn't been leaked out already, because they have to be at, like, final production, if not already done, I would have to imagine.
Yeah, because I mean, they have to start shipping out the copies, or like printing the copies, usually about a month or so before release, so that they can make sure they get everything, you know, boxed up and shipped out in time.
Right. All right. Well, moving on, we also have once again UK Toy Fair news, and this is the official press release. And basically nothing new to report here except they're back. Transformers stormed the toy aisles prior to the launch of the new blockbuster movie. And the movie figures are back in the big screen. The action promises to be bigger and better than ever before. The new range of Transformer movie action figures featuring the new film's most popular characters will be available in three scales: Deluxe, Voyager, and Leader. And the Deluxe includes a total of 24 characters. And there was a lot more to this particular listing that I just cut out, but basically it's, you know, toys are coming. So
yay, toys.
And there was a lot more that we actually knew, but once again, Hasbro actually called our boss at T-Formers and said, could you please remove that?
Really?
Yes, yes. So aww. It was up for a short while, and Hasbro said we were going to actually put this stuff at an upcoming event. Could you please remove it? Otherwise, we will kill you.
Yes.
And
we have rushed the bullet through foot.
And our boss looked at the little red dot on his head that was coming through the window and said, sure, I'll remove that right now.
Well played, sir. Well played, yes.
We also had leaked robots designs from Activision's Revenge of the Fallen game that we had up for about 2 seconds before they were pulled. And all we can say is that we had basically some of the characters that we've talked about. Basically, we got to see some stuff from what the twins look like. So I'm sure those will be up very soon, and you can see how cool and awesome they look. So
yeah. Real quick, jumping back for a sec, as we're reading this, I just happened to think about the previous thing we were talking about with the movie here. Mm-hmm. Are they still, I mean, because almost every theater that I know around here is pretty much just digital. Do they even still produce many, if any, of the hard copy celluloid prints anymore? Or is it pretty much just all?
I would have to imagine there's still
some. I would imagine they would, yeah.
I'm sure some theaters haven't upgraded and stuff, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, this day and age, I'm surprised they just don't hand them a DVD. I would have to imagine they just hand them a DVD to play on some, huge projector.
Who knows? All right. I was just curious. Well, yeah. Well, so those were cool stories. Too bad we can't show you stuff. We get sued.
I'm sure if you do some digging on the interwebs, you can find it. So
who knows?
Use that tool called Google. So
yes. I would imagine the Hasbro lawyers are doing the same thing. So
I'm just impressed that they actually pay attention to well, I guess there's somebody there that probably pays attention to what we're doing. Which, by the way, hey guys, if you're paying attention, some of us could use jobs.
Yeah.
give us a ring if you know. At least if anything, a better job with Transformers, I would love to have. So
absolutely.
But all right, well,
all right, moving cartoon stuff,
cartoon news.
Yes, we have a rumor, which I really hope is a rumor, because this rumor really sucks. season 3 spell the end of Animated?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, the third season of Transformers Animated could be the series' swan song. Transformers World 2005 reports, citing an anonymous source that seems to have learned it from several other unnamed sources. So it's a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Right.
The website reports that they have shopped around this rumor, receiving mostly no comment replies, or were simply unwilling to confirm or deny this rumor. Several commenters have posted the question to Transformers Animated lead artist designer Derek J. Wyatt by posting directly on his blog, A Delightful Tedium. However, Wyatt only answered one poster's question, and the comment reads, "Hey, Derek, can you shed some light on the rumor that season 3 will be the last season of TF Animated? Also, what and where was the G.I. Joe cameo? Thanks, and keep up the great work." The response simply reads, "Sorry, I can't comment on this." Many have simply assumed that he is answering the first question, but since there were two questions posed in the message and it is explicitly stated which he is answering, you cannot determine if that is true. Also, Wyatt could simply be addressing several of these similar comments above, but he also did not call out those posters' names, which he has done in several other comments throughout his blog. So until we get this independently confirmed or an official announcement is given, we won't know if this is actually going to happen. So what do you think? You can go to the T-Formers site and vote in the poll and discuss that with the community. And, you know, listening to something like this, it's like I'm really hoping it's a rumor, but it's like I'm not in one of the executive positions for programming and marketing and things like that. Right. But it's like this just screams to me just like – and I put air quotes here – corporate logic. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is the most successful Transformers show we have had in ages, in years and years and years. The toys are doing great. The shows are doing great. I think we should cancel it and capitalize on its momentum to put it into some other shoddy half-ass product.
Yeah.
You know, they did that with Farscape, although there really was no follow-up. You know, it was just like, oh, it's the most popular original show in sci-fi's history. Let's cancel it and say we're not doing anything else with space and then come out with Battlestar Galactica. Now, granted, Battlestar's a good show, but
and Battlestar Galactica is also ending, and then they're going to do a spinoff called Caprica.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, still, it's like they canceled Farscape at the height of its popularity for no damn good reason.
Yeah.
And it's like after just seeing the idiocy in that, I can totally believe that this rumor might have some credibility to it. But I would just love it if they would explain, if this truly is what's going to happen, why they would do this.
That's exactly what I'm feeling. I'm like, if they're really going to do this, somebody's got to post that question at the next BotCon. Like, seriously, what the heck is, you know, whoever's in charge thinking? Because this has been like the best cartoon that we have gotten in years.
I would dare say call it a cartoon renaissance with this show.
Yeah, I mean it's fantastic. My only guess is that if they are canceling that, they're trying to consolidate the line. They're probably saying, well, we're going to put all of our effort into the movie line. We have rumors that Universe is going to stop at the end of the year. So I'm thinking that they're go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, to me, if you were to consolidate it, the movie, that's a year's worth of product. Because after, you know, the movie's done and it's out of the spotlight, yeah, you might get another push come DVD sale time, but you don't have, you know, I mean, especially if you're marketing to kids, kids just don't have the memory. You know, I mean, a show is in your face every week and it keeps the characters fresh and it keeps the kids vested,
right,
you know,
right.
In it. The movie's like, oh, that was cool. And then when the DVD comes out, oh, great. And you might watch it, you know, occasionally. But to me, that would just be asinine to consolidate it for anything, in my opinion, because this is the main – I mean, again, I don't have the figures in front of me, but this just seems to me like it would be the main workhorse of the line, the main showcase every week that they can pull stuff out of, whereas the movie is said and done, and there you go.
Well, once again, I'm not sure. I mean, we may not have, like, tallies and figures. I mean, it could be that the animated toy line is – although I thought I heard somewhere that the animated toy line is doing really well, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, this – I'm hoping this is a rumor. The other thing that I'm thinking is maybe they had some real problems trying to get season three together. Maybe it was, you know, the actors wanted too much money. The little things that we've seen leaked out, it could be that, you know, some of the animation was done on the fly, you know, on the cheap, which could be the case. And then maybe they just decided, you know what, we're not really getting the support we need to do this cartoon. Maybe we'll just pull it or something like that. But I would be very disappointed if this was the last season, you know, at least give us season 4 or 5, you know?
Yeah, there's just, to me, there's so much more that they can still be doing. And, you know, again, we don't know. Absolutely not. And I would hope that, you know, one, if it does one day get confirmed that it's canceled, that we would know. And to me, as much as I am a fan of actually employing voice actors for cartoons and not – you know, oh, John Goodman voices the lovable oaf in whatever crazy cartoon we're coming out with now.
Right.
You know, if it is something like the voice actors want more money, get new voice actors.
Right.
You know, you can either try to do somebody who sounds similar, or you can write it into the show, you know, where it's like Bumblebee gets shot in the throat and his voice modulator, so he sounds a little bit different now. Well, sorry, kids, but he's still the lovable rascal you want to see.
Well, chances are we probably get Bumblebee dead and replaced with Wheelie, which we all, you know, I could just hear the groans coming out from everybody in podcast.
That won't happen. But I mean, I'm just saying, just, you know, if you need to change the voice actors because they're getting a little too, you know, sports figure-y, like, oh, we want tons of money, like, we'll get rid of them.
Well, that's just my thought. I don't think that's the actual. I don't know. That's just my
I hear you. I'm just saying, right. As a point, if it's a sticking point like that, rather than just say screw it, we're canceling the whole series, you know, I would just I don't know. I mean, I'm a little worked up about this, you know, obviously, but I just hope that it's not true, and if it is true, that there's a damn good reason, that it's not just, oh, we're going to come out with some other completely lame line and try to shove that down your throat, and we don't want that competing.
Unless it's something, I mean, the only good reason I could see them doing this is that if they're going to say, hey, we're going to go back to Generation 1 and make a cartoon based on that, then I'd be like, okay, great, let's finish up animated and move on to that.
But, yeah, either that or more like an adult-oriented show, which I know we're not going to see.
Right.
You know, but like I said back, I think I mentioned this in a much earlier podcast. You know, if they made a Transformers show like as gritty as the old Exo Squad cartoons. Now, I don't think you ever saw those.
No, I don't remember them.
Right. But for people who know them, great. If not, they're definitely worth your time. It was highly serialized. There was death. There was explosions, you know, people getting wounded. It was a real war cartoon kind of set off in the distant future. You know, if they did something like that with Transformers, you know, that would totally rock.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to replace it with, you know, oh, God, some of the crap we've had in the past.
Yeah, let's not go back to that stuff we got from overseas, please. Well, speaking of that, on our other story is why it's still no word on when Season 3 will air. And the time frame of Transformers Animated Season 3 has still not yet been decided. Lead designer Derek J. White tells us, posting a comment on his blog, a delightful tedium, Mr. Wyatt writes, "We still haven't heard when TFA Season 3 will be airing. A press release by Entertainment Rights announcing that their company secured international distribution rights originally pegged the United States release to be somewhere in the spring of 2009. That's going to come really close to the movie, I'm thinking. So either they're going to go full out, or this is going to be the follow-up to the movie to carry us through to Christmas in 2009, I'm thinking again.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, Hasbro, get your something in gear. All right.
Well, movie. Toy news.
All right.
The preview wave returns for Revenge of the Fallen. So AFN has posted a short show report on the Canadian Toy and Hobby Fair detailing some things that we can expect for the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen toy line, which is set for a May 29th release. According to the report, there will be a new addition to the line called Robot-Powered Machines, or RPMs, which are, end quote, Hot Wheel-type cars with robot designs molded on the bottom. Could this subline possibly refer to the toy that we saw of a Sideswipe, which was the GM Corvette Centennial design back in the early fall? And we do have, if you go to the website, we have a little link you can click to take a look at that picture. The description provided seems to fit the description. Those images depicted a toy that did not seem to transform and included Sideswipe's robot design on the bottom. When the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen toy line starts, it will continue the preview wave tradition from Transformers. This time, Soundwave and Bumblebee will lead the pack out of the gates. There were also a lot of mock-up Revenge of the Fallen toys to show retailers what they should be expecting this upcoming spring, including a Bumblebee voice changer helmet, which we've talked about previously, and a train set. An unspecified robot will be packed with the train set, and this may refer to a particular scene in the film along the lines of the scene battles from Transformers. No pictures were allowed during the event, so we don't have anything from that. And can I just say, the RPMs, the robot powered machines, man, if I could give out a golden raspberry stuff that they're coming out with as far as lameness, this would definitely be it. I mean,
this
I realize
is a Burger King toy.
Well, I mean, I realize that, you know, come movie time, I mean, literally, it's just like, you know, oh, we get bed sheets and we get kids' tents and we get toilet paper with the design on it and Band-Aids. With
oh, I would love toilet paper if that was actually the case.
Yeah.
I would love to wipe my bum with the Optimus Prime. That would be.
Oh, and I'm sure he lives to serve in that. But Hot Wheel cars with just a robot molded
it's that Burger King toy stuff or McDonald's, whatever.
They're not saying it's going to be a Happy Meal toy.
I'm guessing that's what this is for because, you know, the some of the Burger King toys were pretty much, you know, here's the helicopter. Look through the lens to see Blackout in his robot mode. But this toy doesn't transform, but it's only $1 at Burger King. So
the only way I could forgive these is if it is a Happy Meal toy because, you know, pretty much Happy Meal toys are mostly lame anyway. There have been a few notable exceptions with McDonald's, but most of the other ones, you know, really suck as right. far as their quality. But, man, if they're going to try to put these on the shelves, it's just a car with – I mean, it's like barely – it's hardly even raised up. I mean, you can run your finger along the bottom and feel the robot design, but it's just – I don't know. It just seems lame. Like they pitched this at the end. Like, oh, that's a great idea. Oh, you're a genius.
Toys for poor people.
Poor people and hopefully imaginative. Like a cardboard box is still one of the best toys and a box of crayons so they can design on their Ford.
Well, even
still one of the best damn toys.
Even so, you could still get a good deluxe figure for about $7. You know, I don't know why. Although there was a report this week that the place that you absolutely hate was raising their prices again. But
good. Maybe they'll go out of business.
So I can't imagine this being a toy that's actually sold, you know, on a shelf. I this has to be included in a Happy Meal or something because this it wouldn't make a profit.
Lame factor is high.
Lame factor 10.
Yeah, those aren't even. It's like I'd rather have a Hot Wheel or I'd rather have a robot. It's like I flip him over onto his back and I have a picture of a robot. Ooh.
All right. Well, speaking of some awesome toys, Fans Project 2009 updates with Protector, Matrix, and more. And Fans Project has posted on their website some updates to their upcoming projects. The G3 trailer, Protector, Matrix of Leadership, and Mini Megs. Protector seems to provide some love to G1 Rodimus Prime, and each of the other posts provides updated pictures for each product. There is also a new images of a G3 Taylor giving us a schematic type look at the design. So you can go to fansproject.com and check those out.
Yeah, those look pretty good. Now this I'm showing a little bit of my ignorance here. What are the guns? The purple and the red gun.
The purple and the red gun. Which one are you looking at here?
You click on the Fans Project link, and there's a picture. It shows the trailer in schematic form, mm-hmm. and then it goes the two pictures of the guns, one red, one purple, and then there's a single purple picture, two Matrix pictures, and then two of what looks like the Rodimus.
All right, I'm looking at the Matrix one now. That's the Megatron mold from the Classics line, it looks like, but with different colors, and I'm not sure if that's an add-on or what here. Maybe it's like a little tiny gun that one of the characters can hold that looks like
because it looked too small to actually be a Transformer if you're going by the grain of the cloth that it's being photographed on.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing this is here because I'm not seeing anything on the actual website that's explaining this.
Okay, no worries. Just curious.
G3 trailer looks really good.
Yes, it does.
From what I can, at least from a schematic thing. So I don't know what the blurry, it looks like something for Rodimus or something.
It looks like a really bad picture of his vehicle mode.
Yeah, it's like really blurry. I'm not quite sure.
It's almost like they ran it through like a watered down oil filter in Photoshop or something.
Yeah. Don't know on that one. So we'll have to get back to you guys on that one and get some more information. But continuing on with toy news, we have the Toy Fair 142 preview Revenge of the Fallen stuff.
Yes, so Revenge of the Fallen will be heavily featured in Wizards Toy Fair 140, set for release on February 11th at a comic book store near you. So the solicitation for next month's issue reads, Transformers was the movie that finally took toys out of the basement and put them up on the big screen where they belong. Now it's back with this summer's Revenge of the Fallen, and we want to know all about it. What is the Fallen, and why does it want revenge? What's up with Shia LaBeouf's hand? And most importantly, what awesome new toys can we expect? Luckily, we won't have to wait too long to find out. Hasbro's Revenge of the Fallen toys will appear on this month's cover. Do they not know that Shia got drunk and got in an accident, and that's what's up with his hand?
Oh, well, I'm sure they know that. They're just teasing, you know. So, I'm still trying to explain to people who think that his hand was completely destroyed that, no, it's fine. Believe me, I've seen pictures. So, you know, I'm still trying to explain that to people, the whole story behind it. But, you know, yeah, they just wrote it in the script and it'll be a part of the thing, da 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 da. So,
right on.
All right. We also have official shots of Revenge of the Fallen, Soundwave, and Bumblebee. And Empire Magazine has posted official images of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, Soundwave, and Bumblebee to their website. These two figures will be seen before the rest of the toys in the sequel in the preview wave for the line. And we basically get, Bumblebee hasn't changed too much.
Still got those bug eyes, though.
Yeah, but Soundwave is basically Soundwave in satellite mode. And
see, now looking, I mean, now granted, I can buy if it's supposed to be a completely futuristic satellite, but he looks more like a weird jet than a satellite to me at this point.
Right, right. Well, I mean, there's the people who have got, you know, basically got this toy early have sort of come up with an alternate transformation with him in sort of like a jet mode. So it's possible he could sort of be like both. So, but, you know,
I mean, I'll still buy it, you know, as far as, you know, the whole thing. I mean, cause I mean, if, especially, you know, he's otherworldly and whatnot. So they may not, I don't need it to look like, you know, the solar panels, you know, wrapped around a flashlight, like a bunch of our satellites are, but he just has the silhouette of a jet a lot more than I was expecting him to.
Yeah. But even so though, I mean, looking at the toy itself and the toy looks really well done, you know, surprisingly for, you know, for Soundwave.
Oh, right. I agree. Looks good.
But yeah, I think everybody has seen those before. It's just the official images have been released. So,
right.
But
so, yeah, we have a little bit of extra stuff with the Revenge of the Fallen Missile Mania game, though. So just in is news and an official image of the new Transformers Missile Mania game from Hasbro Milton Bradley called Missile Mania. So, the two-player game made for ages 5 and up is a command and conquer type game where the player knocks over the opponent's game pieces with a small missile figure device, the blaster. Most likely, each piece will reveal game points and or instructions to follow next. So, Baysayers will be surprised to see Megatron on the package being challenged by Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. Is he really dead? We don't know.
He's not dead. Come on.
I mean, looking at it, it looks like a combination of, like, Stratego. Like, they're just little pictures of robots that you fire stuff at and it gets knocked over. So, like, a combination of, like, Stratego and crossbows and catapults and those little things that fire missiles that they made, you know, out of Transformers and Star Wars figures.
Where are you seeing this photo at?
It's the box image.
Oh, you're just looking at the box image, yeah.
Well, yeah, and in the lower left-hand corner, you see the little icon. You know,
oh, I see what you're looking at now, yeah.
Yeah, so it just looks to me like you're just knocking Stratego pieces over with little plastic missiles. I mean, which is it's cool, you know. It's all right. It doesn't blow my mind or anything, but
yeah. Well, it's no. You know, something extra for the kids. So,
yep. So. I'm not really sure why Megatron would be going after Bumblebee first when Prime is getting ready to cold cock him with a right hook off to his side there, because I just can't imagine Bumblebee's that big a threat compared to Optimus. But hey, you know, maybe he doesn't see him.
Oh, you know, it's called possibly bad drawing, you know, on the The animator, whoever did this cover, wasn't probably the best in terms of... They obviously didn't get the best Transformers artist to do this, so... Because Prime's fist looks like it's made out of rubber. So... well, all right. Well, it's for ages 5 and up and 2 players. So, hey, pick that up for your kids this coming Christmas, folks. If you dare. All right. Lastly, we have new looks at Revenge of the Fallen Legends action figures. And thanks to eBay Sells Toyland Co., who has posted a handful of auctions featuring new looks at Revenge of the Fallen Legends action figures on cards. The action figures include listings for Bumblebee with a Camaro, Concept Mold, Optimus Prime truck cab, and the Osprey helicopter named as Springer, and the SR-17 Blackbird named as Jetfire. Get a look at the figures in the packaging front and back, and their transforming instructions, bio summary, and technical specs. Look for these toys to be in the stores May 30th, 2009. So,
now, these are the deluxe line, right?
No, I think if they're legends, they're the little tiny ones. I believe it's the little small ones.
Okay, good. Cause I mean, I was going to say they just don't look that detailed, as far as, you know, I mean, Bumblebee looks okay. But like jumping over to, Jetfire, I don't know. We talked about this earlier that I just think that his silhouette, it just looks so weird. It's almost insect-like,
These are the very small toys. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I mean, just looking at Optimus Prime will tell you that. I mean, it looks bigger in the picture, but I don't think that's the case because usually the legends are very tiny, tiny toys.
Yeah, because I'm not really impressed with Jetfire or Springer as far as the way that they look in robot mode.
Yeah.
It
is interesting to see, you know, at least we now know what Jetfire is going to look like somewhat. So,
well, I was right on the Blackbird then, which is cool. Cause I mean, it makes sense since, you know, it was in an Air Force museum and, right. that is no longer being used as an active aircraft. Well, that we know of.
And supposedly once again, the rumor is little Wheelie, who is a remote control car, runs underneath him and sees the Decepticon symbol and maybe accidentally wakens the giant. And, you know, then we have Jetfire. So, Jetfire, I don't mind the revamp they did on him. Once again, I'm concerned about Devastator and whatnot. So,
yeah.
Why can't it be June 26th now?
Well, with the Devastator, I mean, we did get some, you know, those reports that, you know, that huge turbine that Devastator has, he sucks in all kinds of stuff, you know, right. And then chops it up and spews it out the back. So
and that would
truly
be cool.
Is devastating.
Yeah, so that and that would be completely awesome. So I would so once again we'll have to wait and see what happens. So cuz we're just seeing, you know, little bits and pieces leaked out here and there. So
yeah, I'd love to see one of the Autobots get sucked in and just totally just pulverized with that.
Well, yeah, there is a rumor that you don't see Ratchet for. We don't seem to be seeing Ratchet a lot in the shot, so it's quite possible he could be kicking the bucket in this movie, so mm-hmm. Which begs the question, who's going to do the Autobots repair now? So,
right.
All right, let's go into some comic news here. And Furman's saying no Dinobots in the movie, and he tells us why.
Well, this is kind of, I guess, a further explanation, because we've talked about this previously. So this is just kind of more of an addendum to that. Famed Transformers comic book writer Simon Furman has said the Dinobots will not make it into Revenge of the Fallen because they wouldn't necessarily be a great fit. A consultant on Transformers, Furman tells MTV Movies, quote, I think that the possibility was raised briefly and fairly comprehensively shot down. But Mr. Furman doesn't regret that. Quote, much as I love the Dinobots, I'm glad. He says that there really isn't a logical way to write the robots that pretend to be prehistoric creatures into the film. Quote, the movie verse feels quite different to me with its own audience and far more rooted in the real world. And the Dinobots wouldn't necessarily be a great fit, he says. He's like, sure, if they could come up with an appropriate rationale and integral reason for them being in there, fine. But it would need to be good. Otherwise, it would all start to verge on the kitsch. And on top of Mr. Furman's comments, we have previously heard from Roberto Orsi and Alex Kurtzman that two-thirds of the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen scriptwriting team and Michael Bay, who have all denied involvement of the Dinobots. And Furman will be handling the official movie adaptation for IDW Publishing. So, yeah. I mean, we kind of knew the Dinobots weren't going to be in here. This just further solidifies it. One thing about this that just makes me laugh, though, and again, I have to see the movie before I totally, you know, break out the spikes and the crosses and stuff to nail things to. But it's like, you know, that thing. Otherwise, it would all start to verge on the kitsch. And then I think to myself, you know, RC is three bikes and a ice cream truck that splits into two. That's not kitsch. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand the whole logic and reasoning behind the Dinobots, but then, I agree with you. It's like, well, you're sort of starting to get a little bit corny with all the multiple combiners and stuff like that. So,
yeah. I mean, to me, Devastator would have been just fine. You know, he's this huge thing to deal with. And yeah, I don't want to see the Wonder Twins. You know, I don't want Zan and Jaina in robot form. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, hopefully the acting and the personalities of the characters won't be a turnoff, because sometimes you could just get a character in a movie that just completely, like the first movie, the guy from Sector 7 was just a complete turnoff, and I'm just like, why? Why did you have to put this guy in the movie? There was no reason for him. As well as several other characters that really had no purpose, but that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, let's just hope that Mr. Dance Dance Revolution, you know, I cracked the code, you know, isn't in this next one.
I don't think he is. So we know for sure the Australian chick's not in it. So
okay, yeah, just that whole little contingent of her and her friends can just, you know, get sucked into Devastator's turbine, and I'd be fine with that.
You know, somebody made they took a Star Wars FanMess and sort of cut it down to get rid of the lame parts. I'm surprised nobody hasn't done that with Transformers and like cut out like all that stuff.
Well, you know, that's the thing, though. The one that they did with the Star Wars, if I recall, was every scene with Jar Jar in it,
right,
which is extensive. And as anyone who's seen Episode 1 can attest, wholly unnecessary. You know, that right. being any scene with Jar Jar was wholly unnecessary. But whereas this, I mean, that, you know, they were really only in it for a few scenes, thankfully.
Yeah.
And while it was a speed bump in the movie, it didn't ruin the movie the way Jar Jar ruined Episode 1.
Right. I agree with you there. So not much to be said other than that. I completely agree.
Yay!
We agree. World peace. All right, yeah. Moving on. Transformers All Hail Megatron number 7.
5-page comic book preview. So just in is a 5-page comic book preview for All Hail Megatron number 7 that will be released from IDW Publishing to comic shops this coming Wednesday, February 4th, New Comic Day. Fans of Megatron in this series know things are really starting to heat up, with some characters rising in the shadows that will reignite arch rivalries. Issue number 7, the story is written by Shane McCarthy with artwork by Guido Guidi. I really want to know if that's his real name or if it's like a stage name or something, because that's just funny and cool. And special covers created by Casey Collar and Trevor Hutchison. So, quote, tempers flare within the Autobot ranks as the hunt for the traitor continues and the secrets of the Autobots' defeat are revealed. How did they come to be on Cybertron, and what caused Optimus Prime's devastating injuries? As they seek answers, the real question is, will they survive on Cybertron long enough to find out? Ooh, shiver. Ooh. So,
and
there you go.
In the following that, we also have All Hail Megatron number 7, 2-page pencils preview.
Yes.
IDW Publishing's editor-in-chief Chris Ryle has posted 2 pencil images of the All Hail Megatron number 10 on his blog, Ryle Time. Emilio Santa Lucia. Oh, God. This is why I try not to read names. Will be stepped in for the Guido Guidi on the pencil duties on the 10th issue of the 12th issue maxi series by Shane McCarthy. Mr. Ryle also comments on how pleased he is over the work and will expect to see more from Mr. Big Long Fancy Name from this point forward.
Right. Now, I was looking at the comic book preview, and it's like, you know, I don't really – I'm not into comics anymore because it's a little more than I really want to spend every week because I know I'd get crazy back into it and want to buy a bunch of stuff.
Right.
But the more I see from All Hail Megatron, once they're done, I think I'd like to pick up the collected graphic novel from it because I really like the style of artwork with it. I mean, I'm not trying to say like, oh, I don't like people to be artistic or anything, but it's more of a simple, straightforward art style.
Right.
With but rare exception, I can tell what's going on in each of the panels, and they're composed, more from a storytelling standpoint that I've seen more than what crazy, stupid angle can we try to draw, and I just don't have no idea what's going on in the panel that so many other comic books seem to suffer from these days. But I really like the art style in that one a lot. Well, I haven't read this one, because like I said, I'm going to kind of wait. But the only thing I can think of, since in that one big picture where the Autobots are trundling up towards us, I'm kind of wondering, like, were they on Earth, some of them, and then got their modes, and then now we're back on Cybertron? So that explains, like, the classic VW of Bumblebee, and, we got Streaker and whatnot, and yet we've still got, Cup and, a few of the other old-style Cybertronian modes. I mean, that's the only thing I can really think. And I'll buy that, sure.
Yeah.
But well, I agree. It'd be interesting to know for sure for someone who's been reading the. All right.
Lastly, the Transformers Generation 2009 Volume 1 book cover revealed.
Yes, thanks to Dragon X 76. Just in as news of Million Publishing has again updated their website with more information about their first new Transformers book release for 2009 called Transformers Generations 2009 Volume 1. The new page offers details on the Transformers 25th anniversary and a first look at the cover image for the Volume 1 book that will be coming out next month, or actually this month, February 16th in Japan for a cost of, equivalent of $23. The new cover features a shot of Tomy Takara action figures and releases, MP08 Masterpiece Grimlock, Alternity Nissan GTR-A01, Red Convoy, and Silver Convoy. The mail-away exclusive is reported to be the limited Henkei Rige Electro Disruptor version. The book will have a ticket and mail-away information on how to order, so you must buy the book to get the ticket. The new shot show... it's a little show the background instead of blue for better contrast on the clear parts. So there you go.
All right. So so pick up this wonderful little gem for your collection, folks, if you get a chance.
Right on.
All right. Well, that's all the news we have for this week, folks. So are you watching the Super Bowl, Jace, or no need to now that we've seen the trailer?
I have no interest in who is playing nor who is winning, but I believe everyone in my home and in the surrounding homes are going to be watching it, so I might have to see it by default. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's not that bad. If anything, I got we just got the HD installed, so we get a chance to possibly see it in high definition for a change. So
right on.
So, first, I'm enjoying watching shows that I really care nothing about in high definition. Discovery Channel, pretty scenery, but nothing I watch normally.
Oh, Discovery Channel rocks, you heathen.
I know. It's actually not too bad, but it's like with our cable provider, it's like the one, it's like they don't carry like sci-fi HD. It's like that's the one I want to see HD, So. Alrighty, folks. Well, enjoy your Super Bowl weekend. And this is Iron High 1975.
Zip Piper.
See you later.
I would have waited an eternity for this. It's over, Prime.
The TFormers.com podcast is copyrighted 2008. TFormers.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland band Gravity for use of their music. Please check them out at myspace.com/gravity33. Leave us feedback at podcast@TFormers.com. This has been an ENI production, all rights reserved.